Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh, hello all, and welcome to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show. Yay, we found each other. I am Shirley, clinical hypnotherapist, advocate, coach from Southern California, glitter and rainbow girl going way, way back. You know, my specialty is working with the LGBTQIA community, the BDSM community, kink community, anybody that doesn't really feel like they fit in. I want to be that advocate for you. So that's what I do. So I hope today we get a little inspiration, have a little giggle. I've already had a little giggle. So, all right, bring a smile to your face. Let's see what we can do. So today we're going to be doing a lot of in a safe place. Matter of fact, the whole show is about being in a safe place because of what I'm going to have you do. So let's start out the show the way we always do. So let's take this nice deep breath. Or do I need one of these today? Slowly exhale with a smile. Now part two, which is totally my favorite part. So what we're going to do is wiggle your toes. Come on, wiggle, wiggle those toes. Now wiggle your buns. Come on, squeeze them together. Come on, wiggle, squeeze them, scrunch them together. Because you can't do this without smiling. At least I know I can't. Now I want you to take another deep, deep, huge breath from your core. And as you exhale, just give yourself a beautiful affirmation. I got this. We got this. We can do this. Everything is great. So, you know, roll your head a little bit. So in just a short amount of time, you have loosened up the muscles from your toes to your nose and your neck, the whole works. So, you know, those affirmations are perfect to just keep you going throughout the day. And, you know, I want to say thank you to all my Patreon members. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be able to keep this ship afloat. So thank you. And if you're looking for any Hypno Fairy Godmother swag, it is up on the Etsy site now. So today we're going to cover something a little bit different with the Weeble Wobble Kung Fu because, like I said, today it's all about being in that safe place. Because what I'm going to ask you to do is a lot of imagining or picture, pretend, or imagine. And I don't want you driving in a car, no heavy machinery, even if you have to, if you're supposed to be concentrating on something. After this show, I put everything on my Facebook page. I re-put it on the YouTube page, all the podcasts. You know, if you are in that situation, listen to it later. You know, you can listen to it now, just don't participate in it now. And you can do that later. So when I ask you to do certain things, like I said, if you can, fabulous. And from what I've heard, you know, half the country snowed in, so you shouldn't be driving anyway. That's just my personal advice. So the first thing I want to do is prove to you that you have some control over this picture, pretend, or imagine. For both your conscious and your subconscious mind. So this is start of one of those. Close your eyes, if you can. And I want you to picture a pickle. Yep, a huge dill pickle. And it's big and it's green and it's juicy. And you can see that pickle in your hand. And you cut a little piece of it off. And you see it just dripping with juice. Your mouth is already starting to want, you know, water in anticipation. Now I want you to take a great big bite out of that pickle. Taste the flavor, feel the juice. You even have that little reaction in the back of your throat that you get when you have like really. Now, if you got that reaction, which let me know on the comments if you did, but if you got that reaction, look in your hand and realize that you don't have a pickle there. All of that came from your subconscious, your memory, your knowing what it sounds like, the fact that your subconscious remembers everything, that you can get a reaction from biting into a pickle when you don't have one in your hand. You could taste it. You could feel that reaction. You could smell that pickle, and it was nowhere near you. And if you had a reaction off of that, that's your subconscious. That's everything telling you that you are open to what we're doing. And if you didn't, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit. A lot of us aren't really good at, you know, that whole getting used to the imagining or pretending, or if you can't visualize something, it might take a little bit longer, but, you know, doesn't mean we're done with today. The funny thing is that when I first learned how to do this process, I learned how to do it with a lemon, which my imagination was going to the point where I'm allergic to citrus and I would have a little reaction in the back of my throat, not in a good way. So that is why, if you've ever heard this particular thing done, you might have heard it done with a lemon. I'm a pickle girl, so that's great. So now that hopefully you know that you have this inside of you, you should have no trouble believing that you can imagine anything. That you can, you know, you've got it inside of you to change things. So now we're going to get a little fun. So the first thing I want you to do is to do a quick body scan. Now, when I do a body scan, I start at my head and I work my way down, slowly working it down. And I look for any place that may be a little achy or stressy, or it even works if you have anxiety, little nervous twitches. Now, some of you are going to know exactly where you need to go. Other people sometimes have to do kind of a whole walkthrough to find out, you know, where it is. And these are something that we're going to work on today. So, you know, it's just a little thing that we're going to kind of, but I'm going to explain it to you first. So with me, I'm going to go with my left thumb. Now, my left thumb has been used and abused for years because of a former career, but I need to have my thumb not aching today because I got typing to do and I need my left thumb, besides the fact I'm left-handed. So I now have a location of my pain, of what I want to work on. So when I think of this pain and I close my eyes and I can kind of picture it, but when I think of it, I see it in the color red, like a really deep, dark red. And I picture that pain in the kind of an oval shaped that, you know, has little ripples on its edges. When I started to work on my thumb, it felt like a female energy. I know that's some, for some people, that's way too far out there, but different energies feel different ways. It just feels that way, you know. And then the next thing you want to do is check and see if it has anything to tell you. Once again, way out there for some people, but trust me, you know, you may want to ask, you know, that pain, that twinge, that anxiety, why are you here? What did I do? What do I need to do? You know, is it, especially if it's a pain, is it chronic pain that's always with you? You know, is it there? Is it new pain? Because when it comes to especially a pain receptor, we don't want to completely get rid of it. Because if it's new, that's probably telling you that you need to take care of that joint, that part, that whatever it is. But sometimes it's just chronic pain that's hanging out. And that's not something that we ever need in our lives again. So here's what I want you to do. Think of something. Think of an emotion that you want to like calm down. Let's say you have stress. We all have stress these days, especially some of us have a little more anxiety than we have had in the past. So I want you to picture that. Close your eyes. Safe place, everybody. But I want you to close your eyes. And where is that anxiety at? Let's say we're going to use anxiety. It works for anything, but I'm going to go with that for right now. So think about it. Picture it. Where is that anxiety in your body? Where's it at? Could be anywhere. Does it have a color? And you're just thinking about, you're just picturing, imagining, or pretending. But does it have a color? And it can be any color. Just so happens that when I did my thumb was a deep dark red. Does that anxiety have a shape? What do you think? Doesn't have to be a normal shape. Just does it have a shape? A shape could be anything. And look at it. Does it come across as a male, female, none of the above, all of the above? When you look at it, does it have a face? It can have a face, and that doesn't mean that you've, you know, lost yourself. It's okay. Because you've pinpointed it now. So ask that anxiety, does it have anything to tell you? Is there a problem? You know, if you're using this for more of a pain situation, ask this, is it, you usually know whether it's new pain or not, but if it's old pain, ask why it's hanging around. Does it just like to keep you, you know, hey, I'm here. You know, doesn't need to be anything more than that. And don't, I've heard some people do these, I love working with these exercises with my clients because especially with kids, this is wonderful with kids because sometimes kids can't tell you, you know, they just say something hurts or I don't feel good. That's fine. Ask them, where in your body can you feel it? Does it have a color? Does it have a shape? Listen to what they have to say. Listen to what that has to say. Listen to, does it have something to tell you? As far as my thumb goes, it just likes to hang out and let me remind me that I spent a long time in an old career when I should have quit sooner than I did. So it's just an irritant. But this particular thing works with, you know, claustrophobia. It works with anything. But with the claustrophobia feeling, a lot of people are coming up with those with a mask, having to wear a mask all the time. Well, I'll handle that in a couple minutes. But for right now, we're just going to go with aches, pains, anything like that. And if it doesn't have anything to tell you, then you definitely know it's time to get rid of it. So now you've got it pictured. You know what it has to say. You know what color it is. You know where it's at. And you know you don't want it anymore. Or you don't want to have to deal with it now. So once again, keep that there. But in this other part, I want you to use that imagination again and kind of go through your body and think of this tiniest, tiniest little place in your body. Could be the hair on your head, one single hair. For mine, I'm going to go with the tip of my pinky toe on my right foot. Now, that's because I can't feel that anyway, so it's a good place to put stuff. So when you find whether it's a hair, whether it's the tip of a nail, if it's, in my case, pinky toe on my right foot, just the tip, not the whole pinky toe, just the tip. And I'm going to take that, and I'm going to have, because I've got my eyes closed anyway, so I'm going to take that anxiety, stress, pain, whatever it is, and I'm going to follow it pretty quick, but shortest route possible, from where it was hanging out, my thumb, to where it needs to go in the tip of that. And you're going to take it to that farthest spot, and you're going to drop it there. And when you put it there, I want you to shrink it down, keep shrinking. And look at it and go, don't need you anymore. Don't want to take it from you. Don't want to handle it from you. You don't have to worry about it. And what that's doing is that's actually reimagining an issue. Now, we can't do that with all of our problems, although that would be really nice. But I have actually used this for anxiety a couple times when I've had a talk or a class I'm teaching or something I've been a little more nervous about than usual. I will go into a bathroom stall or a little side place. And I've been doing this for quite a while, so I kind of have it down a little faster. This is one of those things that does not always happen immediately. Sometimes you have to practice. And I mean, I used to practice this a lot because there are certain times that I don't want a thumb throbbing or the anxiety that I can feel in the pit of my stomach, or sometimes the anxiety is in my chest or in my throat. Never quite know with anxiety, but I will go in and I will do my three super, super deep breaths, the core of my stomach, because that's how I get my heart slowing down. And my breathing slowing down. And right there, you're in more control than you were before. Even if you went no farther than that, once you take those three deep breaths in your heart and slow them down, you can slowly close your eyes and go through this quick little process. And if you're getting ready to go on a stage or teach a class, you don't have to do a body scan, or if something's really hurting bad, like a knee or an elbow or a headache, you know, you don't have to do a body scan. You pretty much just have it right where you need it. And at that point, just go through the process, this reimagining process. This is one of those things that you're doing to, like I say, nourish your soul. This is one of those things that can help you become a more authentic you, because it's another little trick. It's another little tip. So you're getting ready to give a talk. All of a sudden you have to give a speech or a presentation that you didn't know you were going to have to do. And you feel that anxiety and you feel kind of start to get a little out of control. This is perfect for that. So you just follow it down. You know, you go with, where is it at? Okay, I've got that. What color is it? What shape is it? Why is it there? Ask, why are you here? And usually it could be nothing more than, just thought I'd see if you were on your toes. I never actually know what mine's going to say. And like I said, this is great when you're working with this with kids that can't always tell you anxiety or stress. So when you go through it with them or with another person, don't rush it. You know, let them answer. And when we get to the part of, well, does it have anything to tell you? Listen hard, because you will find out the most interesting things that you didn't even know maybe your child was going through, or another person. You know, the things that come out when you're just visualizing. Some people have the whole conversation in their head. That's fine. Other people need to talk it out, and you should be able to talk it out. You know, find that person that you can vent to, that you can talk to, that can tell you what's going on. You know, but if it's with a child or an older adult, or, you know, any type of situation, make sure that if you're with that person and you're helping them out, that you're actually there. You are listening and you are paying attention. That is so important when doing this. And if you're doing this with you, with an anxiety or a stress, make sure that you're in the moment. You don't want to try something like this if you're not really willing to give it everything. And I know that some of you can't imagine. I can't. You would think that I would have a vivid, strong imagination, but when I close my eyes, but what I can do is I can feel it and I can pretend. So if I can pretend it's there, and we can all pretend, but if I can feel it, so I kind of picture it, but most of the time I don't see pictures. But what I feel is the energy. So even those of you that are strong-willed, that are going, but I can't do this. Yeah, trust me, you can do this. I have faith in you. I have absolute faith in you that you can do this. And you can do it with, you know, an ache or a pain. I have removed knee pain. I have removed headaches. You know, where you're just like, you know what, right now I can't deal with it. And that's okay. Fade it. You know, when you're trying to move whatever it is into a different location, as you're shrinking it, you can also be fading it. So it's getting lighter color and lighter and lighter. And that's also a way of dissolving it. And then just put it, you know, someplace where it can't bother you right now. And as a matter of fact, it may get so comfortable in the new spot that it's at that you don't have to deal with it again. And you're allowed to just let that stuff go, which is actually really, it's really cool when you can do that. Because we're all dealing with so much that I thought it was time that maybe we learned a new trick, a new little thing in your toolbox that you can do. You know, that you've got there, that if you're starting to feel it and maybe the breathing's just not quite working the way it usually does, or nothing else is making sense to you right now, then what you need to do is, you know, okay, let me find something else in my toolbox. Well, this is, you know, reimagining. That's exactly what this is. It's reimagining your focus. You're taking that focus. So if you're focused on, let's say you do have that pain. If all you're able to focus on is the pain, you're not able to get what it is that you need to get done. And it could be a work project. It could just be, you know, helping your kids. It could be a project you're working on. So this was just a nice, easy way of figuring out, you know, how you wanted to deal with this. I love the idea of taking an ache or a pain or my wonderful, you know, stress and giving it a color, giving it a face, you know, giving it an emotion. You know, does it look at you angry? Does it look at you kind of snarky? What is it doing? You know, because a lot of us, if we can put it in those perspectives, then it's not abstract anymore. It's not just a floating pain. It's actually this red oblong blob with messed up edges, with a nasty face, sticking its tongue out at me, going, I'm here because I want to remind you today that although you may need to type, I'm going to make your left thumb just really, really uncomfortable today. Whereas I now have the power to go, I don't need you right now. I don't actually need you ever. So I'm going to shrink you down. I'm going to make you the smallest little thing. And I'm going to run you through my body to the farthest end away from where that pain was. And I'm going to stick it in that spot, and it's going to be in its own personal little jail, its little pain jail. And so it can't bother me anymore. I know we had kind of a smaller show today due to slight technical difficulties, but I hope you got something out of this today, this little thing that you can have in your toolbox. I'll probably be expanding on this a little bit later. I will write this up and put it along with the, you know, the YouTube where I will redo this and, you know, in the podcasts and things like that, so that you can go through it a lot slower. And you can use this to, you know, take control. It's all about you being in control of what's going on around you. So I didn't get to the using a mask, but I will write that up and put that with my stuff. And when I discuss it again, I'll go over that a little bit more, but I'll type out and describe to you what you need to do to kind of make yourself feel a little less claustrophobic if that's one of your worries and one of the things that stresses you out. So remember that I encourage you to take breaks, go outside, you know, get a little fresh air. I know we have to wear our masks. And like I said, for those of you that, you know, are snowed under, maybe don't take a little walk today. Please be safe and stay warm. Always say nice things about our essential workers, because without them, we'd be a big old mess. You know, and if you do get out today or get out one of these times, you know, always smile at people, even underneath your mask, because it will definitely make them wonder what's going on. So if you need to, you know, if you need to talk ever, you know, please find somebody to talk to. If the anxiety and the stress are getting completely out of control, there are so many groups online that you can talk to and call that are just there to listen. They're not there to judge. They're just there to listen. And most of them are free. So just look online, on your phone, whatever, and you can find people that understand you, that will be there for you. So like I said, I'm going to repost this show and all my shows on YouTube. I'll add in that little thing about the masks to see if that helps. And you can, you know, always rewatch or re-listen on the podcasts. I love that. Every day, take note of your mental state. That's the most important thing that we're worried about today. So one last time in this safe place of yours, since you've been here most of the show anyway, I want you to take a deep breath. Hold it in. And relax with a smile. So thank you for those for tuning in. Please tell your friends about the show. And always remember to smile because people will wonder what you're up to. So please have a wonderful rest of your day. And I will see you next week with a special guest coming up. Have a good day.
You're listening to the Hypno Fairy Godmother Show with Shirley Yance, only on LA Talk Radio.